Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Yes, it is May 20th, 2024. We are very happy to have you all coming on with us tonight. Welcome, welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We are so happy to have you. It's nice that you can all gather together. I see people from Colorado, Oklahoma, Tampa, Florida, Ontario, Canada. Hello to our neighbors in Canada. California, Gaspar, Georgia, Jerusalem. Oh, shalom, shalom to our friends in Jerusalem. We're very happy to have you watching us. It is, my goodness, it's about, it's past midnight right now in Jerusalem. So I believe the proper Hebrew greeting is Laila Tov, which means good night. Or Erev Tov, which means good evening to our friends in Jerusalem. Also in Minnesota, New Mexico, Brooklyn. Oh, our neighbors in the boroughs are representing here in the chat. We're very happy to have you. And hello to you in Alaska, too. We just saw that Alaska come in. And hello to everybody else jumping on. Our moderators, they do such an amazing job, and so does our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We have got some serious things to go over tonight. There is prophecy fulfilling. My phone was getting blown up yesterday over what we're about to talk about. So we're going to open up in prayer. I have a few announcements because guess what? A new resident has come to Ark of Grace courtesy of a surprise by Almighty God. And so we're going to show pictures of what happened over the weekend. And this new little resident that has come to the Ark. So let's open up in prayer. We're going to do these few quick announcements, and we're getting right into this urgent prophecy fulfilling. This is a must watch. If you can share this, like it, subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. Okay, let's open up in prayer. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you tonight, Lord. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God. Lord, ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we all fall short of your glory, every single one of us, Lord, and we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Father, we acknowledge and honor that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He victoriously rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Father God. Lord, that your authority, your power, your might, your glory would mightily go forth tonight, Father, that your power, Lord, would just saturate the atmosphere, Lord, as we go forth, Lord. Order our steps tonight, Lord. Father, just fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Fill me, Lord, as I go forth tonight in this, Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God. May only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, harm, censorship, weaponry, blueprint, attack, or strategy, sabotage, and the like that would be attempted by the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, willing vessels and hosts of the enemy and the like, we apply the blood of Jesus. We rebuke it in Jesus' name and command every one of those attacks dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, and canceled, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and it all bound up and cast back to the dry places and areas you have designated, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not returned or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Lord, every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth without your Spirit, Father God, breathed into us, Lord. Father, let your name be glorified above all as we go forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeshua, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to everybody who's jumping on during prayer. We have a lot of very serious things to talk about tonight that are happening, and we are going to get into them. We're going to break them down for you so we can understand what is happening. Now, I want you to mark your calendars. Let me just make sure I'm going to do this on Wednesday because, well, you know, I just want to make sure that, let's see here. Okay. So, Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, May 22nd, mark your calendars because there is a prophetic mystery I'm going to talk about that is unveiling right before our very eyes. I don't think anyone is talking about this right now. The Lord pointed it out to me. So mark your calendars for May 22nd. I'd probably be about 5 o'clock-ish Eastern Standard Time for this, but we will announce anyway, but I just wanted to announce it now. Okay, so we had something happen over the weekend. The Lord never ceases to amaze me, and he never ceases to surprise. And we had a new member suddenly on emergency come to the Ark, new resident this weekend. So let's show her. We have pictures of her. Here is little Esther. We've named her Esther. We have a Mordecai. Why not have an Esther? And she is 3 weeks old. Here she is. And we have so many pictures. Oh, they were taking pictures left and right, our staff, today when they came in. I have been on overnight bottle feeding duty every 3 hours. We did every 2 hours the first night because she had, there I am after bottle feeding her in the bathroom. So a bathroom is one of the safest places for a kitten if you were to ever find one. So she has a beautiful setup in our bathroom and a little house and a heating pad in the house, and it's just precious. So this is little Esther. What happened was somebody that goes to our church, he's older, he heard crying almost like in the walls of his house for a week. He finally went in and broke into his heating duct, and this little kitten was in his heating duct. And she basically had been abandoned, and she hadn't eaten for days. And so he immediately texted us on emergency. I was at the diner with Chris. We had to go to Newburgh, across the bridge to Newburgh, to pick her up. Our team immediately back home, while I'm going to get her, started setting everything up for her. We immediately started her on KMR, which is kitten milk replacer, and it has prebiotics and probiotics in it. And she has already seen the vet first thing. Our staff took her to the vet today to get checked by the vet. And the vet was shocked at what good shape she was in. They said, we're doing an amazing job. And so to keep up the good work, she is in quarantine. So Missy and Cyrus are besides themselves because they want access to this little kitten. And I mean, they want access. Missy wants me to put her down so she can mother her and clean her and put her scent on her. And Cyrus is just like, he doesn't know what to do with himself because this German Shepherd happens to love cats. So there he is. There he is, the proud papa, basically. Cyrus and Missy are adopting this kitten. Anyway, she's in quarantine for a few weeks, so she's got to get a little stronger. She's a little underweight and a little bigger, but she was a surprise at the Ark over the weekend. And so, yep, we've named her Esther, and it's been a team effort, and I am on overnight bottle feeding duty. So my alarm is set for every 3 hours. I got to wake up, and I got to feed. Just like any mother would. So basically, staff takes care of it during the day so I could get a little break to do what I need to do. And I'm on overnight bottle feeding. So we will keep you posted about this newest resident, Esther. She is adorable. She got an adorable little personality. And so we promise to keep you updated. So that's the type of work we do here. We get calls on emergency. These things happen. We have to adjust. Our team does a great job of adjusting. Also, we have other animal picks for those of you who are jumping on. We're going to get into this major prophecy fulfilling in a moment. Here's Boots and Bixby. Bixby with his new do. Bixby got a lion cut also. All the cats did. So this, the top floor of this home, we have set up for the cats. So we have cat towers, cat trees, teepees, houses, you name it. We have it set up for them. So these two get along very, very well. Oh, here's Rudy. Rudy was the first rooster I ever took in. Rudy is about 4+ years old now, but he's the first rooster I ever took in. And he's still doing great. He's over at the other property. He has a lot of girlfriends in there. And he was special, Rudy, because I took him in young and he was our first rooster. Here's Grace, the painted horse. So Grace has got a little bit of a feisty personality. She's quite funny, actually, but she's great with people. She gets along great with everyone. And so she's now enjoying the nicer weather. Oh, and here is, I think this is Gideon. They put a heart. Did you see the heart right there on his rear? They shaved him for the summer and they left a heart. That's adorable. And his fly mask. Fly masks are very important because flies will bite around the eyes of horses and it can get infected. So it is important to have a good fly mask for your horse. It keeps them very happy and very comfortable through the warmer weather. Okay, and that's it for our animal picks. I hope you enjoyed them. And like I said, we will keep you updated about little Esther as we continue to raise her here at the Ark. Now, we also have two announcements too. We have two events coming up. So we have in February of 2025, a cruise. So I've never been on a cruise ever in my life. But this is a cruise we're doing. It's a conference, actually. It's a Christian conference on a cruise ship, and I will be speaking. And so, as you can see, it's February 9th to 16th, 2025. If you can come, that would be wonderful. Like I said, never been on a cruise ship, neither has Chris. This is a first for us, but we're looking very forward to not only being able to minister to those who are coming, but those who work on the cruise ship as well. So we hope to see you there. And also Reawaken America, of course, is coming up. I don't know if there's tickets left. There might be some tickets left. You can go to the website that's on the screen, the Thrive Time Show website. Clay is calling it the Showdown in Motown, which I think is very appropriate. And so we're looking very forward to seeing you there at Reawaken America. Me, Chris, and the team are going to be there. And we're looking very forward to it. Okay. Announcements done. All right, we got that out of the way. Now for the main event of the evening. Guys, my phone was blowing up yesterday as this was unfolding. And so when I went back and looked at what was prophesied, well, my jaw kind of dropped. And you have that, oh dear God, moment in your flesh for a moment when you see it. But there is some very serious prophecy fulfilling right now in the earth and in Iran. But I believe this prophecy fulfilling is going to begin to change the landscape of Iran, which is going to affect the entire Middle East. So let's get into it. So yesterday, reports started breaking. I'm going to show you the different news reports and the journey of this story. So here's from the AP yesterday, probably in, I don't know, about the afternoon time. Iran's hardline president still missing after likely helicopter crash in foggy mountainous region. Okay, so here's the initial reports that we had, the initial reports yesterday. There's also another. Here it is. Iranian president's helicopter missing after a hard landing. Now, I want you to remember the word hard. Okay, so out of this, the initial report, I want you to remember the word hard. Okay, here are today's headlines that I'm about to show you. Iran's president, Ibrahim Raisi, killed in helicopter crash along with foreign minister, state media confirms. That was from CBS News, I believe. Here is the other one from the Wall Street Journal. Iranian president, foreign minister killed in helicopter crash. Supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei announces successor as condolences stream in and some inside Iran celebrate. And this is what it says. Iranian president Ebrahim Raisi was killed in a helicopter crash on Sunday, depriving Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei of a longtime ally as Tehran angles for regional dominance through armed militias that are fighting the U.S. and Israel. Raisi's death was announced early Monday after state television reported Sunday afternoon that a helicopter carrying him and Foreign Minister, thank you very much, Hossein Amir Abdollah Khayin, had made a difficult landing in northwestern Iran. Hours after Raisi's death was confirmed, Khamenei announced 5 days of national mourning and appointed Mohammad Mokhber, first vice president, as the new head of the executive branch. Ali Bagheri Khani, who has close family ties with Khamenei and previously led Iran's delegation in nuclear talks with the West, was appointed foreign minister. Okay, so there's another news story. Now, keep in line the word hard in this, too. I want you to remember that word. Okay, this is from NBC News. Iranian President Raisi killed in helicopter crash. Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollah Khayin and seven other people were also confirmed dead in the crash, along with President Ebrahim Raisi, state media reported. Okay, so that's the journey or the evolution, right, of this story and what happened and has transpired over the past 24 hours. Now, before we get into the prophecy, I'm going to point out to you three events. Sadie's on the computer, so you might see her tail. She's on the desk. I'm going to point out to you three events that led up to this before this happened that we have to take note of before we get into the prophecy. Now, keep in mind that this happened within the 50, this is happening within the 50-day window that started at Passover and goes to Shavuot on June 11th, 2024, where the Jews received the law at Mount Sinai. Remember, I told you there were two very serious windows we were about to embark on, and I warned of this. I started warning of this last July, but late January, early February, I started warning about these two windows back to back. The 39-day window between Purim and Passover and the 50-day window between Passover and Shavuot and how serious these windows were going to be. Now, 50 is the Jubilee, right? 50 is the Jubilee. That's the 50 is basically, you know, it's seven, every 7 years or every seven is a Shemitah. It takes seven Shemitahs to make a Jubilee. And it was the 50th anniversary, right, of the Yom Kippur War back in October 2023 when Iran's proxy Hamas brutally attacked Israel. Okay. It was October 7th, 2023, the attack happened. May 2024, the month we're in now, is the seventh month from the attack in October that started the war. The foreign minister, the president, foreign minister, and six others are dead. So it says the foreign minister and seven others are dead. So there's the number seven again, right? The attack was on October 7th. May is 7 months since the war. And the foreign minister and seven others are dead is what is being now reported. So keep that in mind. 50 is the Jubilee also, where captives get set free. What was stolen must be returned. Land must be given back to the people. And it was the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War that the attack, this brutally horrific attack by Iran's proxy Hamas, was launched. Okay, so keep all this in mind. Now, the first full day of Passover, April 24th, 2024, in London, the clock Big Ben's hand freezes at 9 a.m. for more than an hour before famous clock sounds the wrong number of bongs in major malfunction. 2 years after it was refurbished. This is from the Daily Mail. Okay. I not only did a live about this, but I did a short. You can see it on all of our platforms. I believe it says prophetic alert when Ben stops, Judah begins. It's something like that, but it's a short. It's on all of our platforms. You can go and watch it. Now, I had said when Ben stops, Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin, right? When Saul fell, right? Because of what he did. The reign of Judah began. David was from the tribe of Judah. So when Ben stops, Judah begins. And I had warned that this was a sign and a warning of a major changing of the guard that was about to happen throughout the earth. So it was a warning about what was going to happen to leaders in this time, because it was a signaling of a very serious changing of the guard that was about to take place in the earth. Also, because you can't make all this stuff up, right before the Kentucky Derby, remember I did the prophetic mystery that was in this year's Kentucky Derby? By the way, speaking of that, Catching Freedom came in third in a photo finish with Mystic Dan, who ended up second. So I am telling you, Catching Freedom is the horse to watch in the Belmont after all of this. And that's just a side note. But right before the Kentucky Derby, which was May 4th, 2024, a horse that was supposed to be in the Derby was injured and taken out of the race. So first Big Ben freezes, right? And I discern from the Lord that this was a very serious signaling and warning of a very serious changing of the guard that was about to happen in the earth. And then around May 4th, a horse is injured and taken out of the race. This horse's name that was injured and taken out, his name was No More Time. The horse's name that's injured and taken out is No More Time. So first the clock freezes and then No More Time leaves the race. Okay, so let's continue. Now we're going to get to the prophecy, and we're going to go back to 2021, and we're going to go all the way to the eve of Passover, April 22nd, 2024, when the most serious one was issued against Iran and its leadership. So May 17th, 2021, the funneling of funds, the channels that make a tunnel from Iran to Hamas, now this is years ago, shall be disrupted, says the Lord of hosts, and the advisors to the Ayatollah shall be struck. The president and foreign minister, by the way, are both advisors to the Ayatollah. The advisors to the Ayatollah shall be struck. There shall be leadership in, shall be struck. There shall be leadership in this hour, for this is a tipping point, says the Lord, shall be weighed, and unexpected strikes to leadership of those who threaten Israel, of Canada, and of the U.S. Watch Germany as well, says the Lord, in this hour. So leadership, right? A strike to leadership. First, it was that the advisors to the Ayatollah shall be struck. Okay, this is happening right now. This was 3 years ago, almost to the day. I gave this May 17th, 2021. Also, Canada, the United States, and Germany are all named in this word as well. So now that we see this unfolding with Iran, make sure you keep watch of the leadership of Canada, the United States, and Germany right now, because this is now coming to pass. Okay. June 9th, 2022. And says the Lord of hosts, Israel is about to make a very, this is all capitals, bold move, an urgent move, and Iran shall have one of the largest hits and losses it has ever had, as their web shall be hit in its corners and torn down, says the Lord of hosts. Watch and see as it erupts on the news and leaves Iran in a very vulnerable position. Judgment has come to the house of the Ayatollah and entered its halls, says the Lord of hosts this day. That was June 9th, 2022. Now that we see this unfolding, I would say that the Ayatollah is not very far off from being removed either if he doesn't repent. I would, seeing all of this unfolding, I would say to watch that. But judgment has entered the house of the Ayatollah. Judgment has come to the house of the Ayatollah and entered its halls, says the Lord of hosts. This is June 9th, 2022. By the way, almost a year and a half before the October 7th attack, because it says Israel's about to make a very bold move, an urgent move. Okay, that happened. And Iran shall have one of the largest hits. Okay, so this is now beginning to unfold as well. This was a year and a half before the October 7th attack. This is almost 2 years, okay, later, because we are about to enter in about 2 weeks, June 2024. February 10th, 2023. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the leadership of Iran is on a crumbling pedestal, and the innocent blood they shed is being accounted to them for their wage, for their bridge is about to fall down, for the people are desperate and crying out. I, the Lord, hear their cries, and I, the Lord, am moving upon my firstborn to covertly assist the people of Iran, as leadership shall be removed under mysterious circumstances, as some deep within the government of Iran are assisting Israel, the Bonhoeffers, who see the sheer evil of such leadership. I, the Lord, am protecting them, and they are assisting Israel, all capitals here, for a big strike and blow is coming, and it shall rattle the UN how such was done, and China shall puff up once again and be hit in the core that deflates and decompresses them yet again. So the first part of this is the leadership of Iran is on a crumbling pedestal. And then he says, Israel is covertly assisting, right? And then he says, leadership shall be removed under mysterious circumstances. This is what we see happening now. Now that this is happening, we have to also watch the UN and China puff up, because it talks about it in this word. When we see this happening, these other things will happen in tandem of that, okay? February 26, 2023. This was at Church International. Spirit of the Lord hit me. I prophesied in flow. This is an excerpt from that. I, the Lord thy God, made the Philistines bow. I, the Lord thy God, made Israel bow. I, the Lord thy God, am beginning to break the back of the Ayatollah, because Iran will bow. And I, the Lord thy God, am raising up a plan and a strategy in Israel that is going to surround Iran on all sides. And it is going to encapsulate them, says the Lord. It is going to encapsulate them. And it is going to cause the handshake that was seen with a red nation to be severed and broken, says the Lord. Because demons squabble, says the Lord, demons squabble. And you shall publicly, says the Lord, see that squabbling begin. For I am calling through the darkness and the noise, Benjamin, son of my right hand. I am calling through the darkness, and I am going to cause you to turn to my word and to know in whom your salvation is. And he shall know it, and at some point in his life he shall declare it, says the Lord. For he is coming under that yoke, and he will be the ox for me, says the Lord, that topples the regime of Iran. He shall be the ox for me that helps plow the fields in America. For your nation is meant to be a friend and a brother to Israel. And that needs to be reconciled in this season, says the Lord. This is before the October 7th attack. So what the Lord was talking about is now. For they have attempted to separate it. They have attempted to sever the relationship and destroy it. And in this season, by my balm, I, the Lord, shall begin to soothe the wounds and the boils that are broken out and heal that relationship. And those that want to be Sauls and go after their own people, you shall fall by your own sword in this season. You shall. When Ben stops, Judah begins. For you have turned to the way of Cain. Okay. This leads up to the April 22nd prophecy. Okay, so April 19th, 2024. Basically, Iran sends 331 missiles, drones, and rockets at Israel, right? And the number 331, because every letter in Hebrew represents a number, equals the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And that is exactly what happened. The Lord rose up and all of those missiles were struck down. And they had actually allies from the Abraham Accord rise up, even though they've been critical of Israel. Jordan and Saudi Arabia assisted in that, as well as did the U.S. But this is what I said, April 19th, 2024. It was the sixth hour that darkness came over the whole land. Now, why am I saying that? In the book of Luke, when Jesus is nailed to the cross and he is crucified at Calvary, it says in the sixth hour, darkness came over the land, which I believe would be 9 a.m. our time is the sixth hour. And so it states that, I believe, in the book of Luke, and it was the sixth hour that darkness came over the land, okay? It is the sixth, and the darkness lasted till the ninth hour, okay, the account says. It was the sixth month. Okay, so basically, it has been 6 months since the war started, October 2023. This is the, May is the sixth month, I believe, since the war. So if we do November, December, January, February, March, April, May, it's actually 7 months. But, and I'll get into that, but it was the sixth hour that darkness came over the land. The reason why that was said was because these rockets, missiles, and drones were sent in the month of April. April was the sixth month since the war started. So the war started in October. April is the sixth month. May is the seventh month. It was the sixth hour that darkness comes over the land. So it's the sixth month that darkness comes over the land once Iran sends all those rockets at Israel, okay? Now, if in the sixth month, like the sixth hour, darkness comes over the land, right? That darkness lasts till the ninth hour. The ninth month would be, I believe, July, because if May is the seventh month, July would be the ninth month, the ninth hour. So darkness comes over at the sixth hour, April, when Iran fires this. It goes till the ninth month, which would be July. May would be the seventh month, when now the president and foreign minister and six others are killed. Why? Because darkness comes over the land in the sixth hour and lasts till the ninth hour. Well, the ninth month would be July. Now, interestingly enough, the ninth plague over Egypt was darkness, right? The ninth plague over Egypt was darkness. And they also had, there were other plagues, of course, as well. There was 10 of them total, but the ninth one was that. Now, interestingly enough, the sixth plague of Egypt was boils breaking out in the land. I would watch for this. I would just watch for this. If we're following the sixth, tracking from the sixth to the ninth hour, right? And potentially the sixth to the ninth plague, I'm just saying I would watch that, okay? Now, May being the seventh month, you're still in that darkness over the land period, right? That would last till the ninth month, all right? If we're tracking from the sixth to the ninth hour, the sixth to the ninth month. Now, April 22nd, 2024, on the eve of Passover, that morning early, the Lord had given me a very serious, fiery, powerful word. And it was a word of accountability, right? And entering, in a way, an hour and a time of accountability. And basically, April 22nd, 2024, there was an excerpt from this word. I'm going to read it to you now. It's about three or four paragraphs total. And this is what it says, because this is where all those other words leading up to it that I just read, this is the most serious one, because as an event gets closer, as it becomes more imminent, the Lord will repeat himself, not only in prophecy to make an emphasis of it, but also there will be more detail that is disclosed many times as you come closer to a prophecy being fulfilled. So April 22nd, 2024, the eve of Passover. This is what was prophesied. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am, capital, your God. Behold, I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my capital righteous right hand, says the Lord of hosts. Be ready, my capital children. Gird up your loins in an hour of tumult and shaking and prideful rebellions rising in the earth. Leaders saying in their hearts, I will ascend as high as the heavens. I will destroy those who in their hearts they have entertained such a pious position, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall, says the Lord. Remember the word hard. I told you to remember the word hard. It's coming. For serpents have risen up for a strike. The prince of Persia, that spirit has risen up in a rebellion to stir the people of that land, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the rise shall bring a hard fall. Now we'll go back to the news article in a minute. The rise shall bring a hard fall for the Ayatollah's court, says the Lord, for the courts of nations that have welcomed the persecuting spirit in and have entertained its offer, says the Lord. Those nations in this time are set to be threshed, says the Lord. He's bringing them to the threshing floor. Thus says the Lord, the underground church in Iran, your shackles are about to come off, says the Lord. Your redemption draweth nigh, says the Lord. Call unto me, that's capitalized, meaning the Lord, people of Iran, for your leaders are bringing your nation under a curse. Woe, and that's capitalized, W-O-E, that means cursed. In the Old Testament, when it said woe unto, it means cursed unto them. So woe unto them, says the Lord. Woe, capital, unto them. Woe, he says it three times, capital, unto their meeting with Russia. Woe unto Russia, says the Lord. You trifle too close to all capitals. My land and my business, says the Lord. You shall be roped and tied as cattle, for how you think you will interfere, you shall be bound from going as far as you so desire, says the Lord. Okay, so I'm going to repeat this, because it is so important. The wording God uses, April 22nd, 2024, the eve of Passover. Do you know what happened 2 days later? Big Ben froze. So this word is given, Big Ben freezes, which the Lord shows me this signals a very serious changing of the guard that's about to happen in the earth, right? And after that, that horse gets scratched out of the derby whose name is No More Time. Okay? You cannot make these things up. But well, let's go back to April 22nd, 2024 for a minute. He says, be ready, my children. That's capitalized, my. Gird up your loins in an hour of tumult and shaking and prideful rebellions rising in the earth. Leaders saying in their hearts, I will ascend as high as the heavens. I will destroy those who in their hearts they have entertained such a pious position, says the Lord. Now, when he's saying, I will destroy those, he's talking about these leaders. Thus says the Lord, pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall, says the Lord. For serpents have risen up for a strike. The prince of Persia, that spirit has risen up in a rebellion to stir the people of that land, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the rise shall bring a hard fall for the Ayatollah's court. So what does the Lord say here? There's going to be a hard fall, and it's going to be the Ayatollah's court. Who is the Ayatollah's court? His advisors, the president, the foreign minister. For the Ayatollah's court, says the Lord, for the courts of nations that have welcomed the persecuting spirit in and have entertained its offer, says the Lord, those nations in this time are set to be threshed, says the Lord. When the Lord says that, they used to bring wheat and I think barley as well to the threshing floor, where they would beat it and shake it and separate the good part of the wheat from the part that needed to be thrown away. So when the Lord is saying these nations are set to be threshed, he's saying they're about to be beaten and shaken, and the part that is not good and usable thrown away, and the part that is usable kept. This is what he's saying here. Now, he said a hard fall for the Ayatollah's court. Let's go back to the news article now. Let's go back to the report. Let's see, the Washington Post one, please, I think. Iranian president's helicopter missing after a what? A hard landing. Hard. What did the word say? Because they kept using the word hard landing initially, and then the story got changed to they were killed. Now, thus says the Lord, the rise shall bring a hard fall for who? For the Ayatollah's court. So what was in this word is literally in these headlines. And this was April 22nd, 2024. Now, do we celebrate in anyone's death? No, because if these men did not repent and call up to Jesus Christ on the way down, you know, the thought about where they went, you see what I'm saying? So, and I have a moment in my flesh when I see these things happen. It puts the fear of God in you, like the hairs on your body stand up, because you realize God is a loving God and he's absolutely good and he's long suffering. But when the grace period has thinned and you have touched his children and you have tried to destroy them and you have chanted death to them and you have tried everything you could do to challenge an active living covenant that sits in the courts of Almighty God, there is a point where God and the justice of Yahweh, remember the Lord had warned me, December 2023, the justice of Yahweh has entered the earth. There is a time that that justice is written on a scroll. It leaves the mouth of God and it goes forth into the earth to accomplish the purpose that the Lord has spoken. The Lord has been warning of this for 2 years. Not really two, three. They had 3 years to repent. If we go back to... and they had longer than that. I'm just saying from the time these words were released. May 17th, 2021. The funneling of funds, the channels that make a tunnel from Iran to Hamas shall be disrupted, says the Lord of hosts, and the advisors to the Ayatollah shall be struck. That was the first warning. The advisors to the Ayatollah were going to be struck down first. You know what that means then? The justice of Yahweh is coming for the Ayatollah of Iran. Is coming for the Ayatollah. If this happened, that justice is on its way. If things don't change. And the Lord says that leadership was being weighed. He says this in this word from 2021. And unexpected strikes to leadership of those who threaten Israel. So he's warning now, if you continue to threaten Israel, there's going to be unexpected strikes to the leadership of those nations. No one expected this helicopter to go down. And he warns the advisors to the Ayatollah will be struck if this is the course they continue on. So the Lord says this May 17th, 2021. And then it continued, and he warned again in 2022, June 9th, 2022, watch and see as it erupts on the news and leaves Iran in a very vulnerable position. Judgment has come to the house of the Ayatollah and entered its halls, says the Lord of hosts. So the warning is given 2021. Over a year later, in this word from the Lord, he says now the judgment has been entered. Once the judgment is entered, then the appropriate action has been taken. So we were warned back in 2022, the judgment had been entered. Then 2023, the leadership of Iran is on a crumbling pedestal. So already without them knowing, because that judgment was entered in 2022, they were on a crumbling pedestal, okay? and the innocent blood they shed is being accounted to them for their wage. What does the word of God say? The wages of sin is death. That's what this says. And the innocent blood they shed is being accounted to them for their wage, for their bridge is about to fall down, for the people are desperate and crying out. The wages of sin is death. And he talked here, Israel was going to covertly assist the people of Iran. And he also says in this word from February 10th, 2023, leadership shall be removed under mysterious circumstances, as some deep within the government of Iran are assisting Israel. A sudden helicopter crash, I would call mysterious circumstances, because we have seen that happen in the U.S. If all of you remember Kobe Bryant and what happened there, that was sure mysterious. And this is mysterious. And this was warned February of 2023, February 10th, right? About 16 days later, February 26, 2023, in that word from the Lord at Church International, he says, I, the Lord thy God, am beginning to break the back of the Ayatollah. This is before the October 7th attack. The Lord said he is beginning to break the back of the Ayatollah. Well, now we're seeing that back really breaking, because what is the back? What is the spine? It's the backbone, right? It's the foundation of which things are connected to, of which functions are connected to. So he's saying he's beginning to break the back of the Ayatollah because Iran will bow. Because Iran will bow. And he was raising up a plan and a strategy in Israel that's going to surround Iran on all sides. And it's going to encapsulate them. Okay, so this was the warning from 2023. Now, he also says that Benjamin will wear the yoke. He's talking about Netanyahu. And he will be the ox for me, says the Lord, that topples the regime of Iran. He shall be the ox for me that helps plow the fields in America. Now, more is going to come out about this. We have to watch closely right now what comes out about this, because the regime of Iran, they name successors very fast. And I believe that regime is beginning to topple with these things happening one after the other. Why? Because darkness comes over the land in the sixth hour, sixth month, April, when they shot those 331 rockets and missiles and drones, and lasts till the ninth hour. Okay. And then that leads us back to April 22nd, 2024, on the eve of Passover. Thus says the Lord, the rise shall bring a hard fall for the Ayatollah's court, says the Lord. The rise shall bring a hard fall. And he was going to destroy. He says, pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall, says the Lord. For serpents have risen up for a strike. The prince of Persia, that spirit has risen up in a rebellion to stir the people of that land. And then he says, woe, three times. He says, the Lord says, call unto me, capital people of Iran, for your leaders are bringing your nation under a curse. Woe unto them, says the Lord, woe unto them. So two woes against the leaders. And then he says, woe unto their meeting with Russia. That's separate. Woe unto them, says the Lord, woe unto them. You know, that was signaling two major leaders were going to pass. Two major leaders were going to be struck down, because he says, woe unto them twice. Cursed unto them twice. Who were the two major individuals in that crash? The president of Iran and the foreign minister. Woe unto them. Woe unto them. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord is not playing in this hour. He's not playing. He's not playing around. Part of the church has neutered God and made him out to be a harmless little kitten. When he is the God of the entire universe, he spoke it and it was, and he can speak it and it is no more. And we have to have a reverence for that. Reverence needs to return to the church in serving God. God is loving, and the love of God is transforming, and those that were lost are found and get transformed who open their hearts to it. And that love is incredible. But love has many faces. And I'm going to tell you something. There's God the King and there's God the Father. And when you touch God the Father's children, when you threaten death to their entire nation, when you threaten death to his adopted children through the covenant, God the Father, the Lion of Judah, comes out to protect his children, his covenant, his firstborn, and his adopted. God the Father is the one who sent Moses to Egypt and said, "Let my people go. Let my children go, or else." If someone's trying to kidnap your child and put them in bondage, let me tell you something. You know, that lion's going to come out of you too, and you would do everything you could to protect them. So when you have God the Father, right, God the King rules, right, and reigns and brings justice and righteousness, then you have God the Father who wants to protect his kids from the serpents that have been let loose in the earth. And this is God the Father talking in part of this. God the King is talking in some of this too, but you see God the Father, because you've chanted death to Israel, death to America. You have brought death on yourselves and a curse by doing this. It is not what goes into a man that defiles him. It's what comes out of his mouth. And when the leadership wants to keep trying to speak death, because death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they keep doing this, they will reap what they have sown. And those tares will come up and choke the wheat. And that is what we see happening right now. You can only speak death against an active covenant so many times before that covenant rules against you. And this is what is happening right now, because leaders want to ascend in their hearts and believe they can ascend as high as the heavens and try to bring down the people and the land that God has given them through an active covenant with Abraham. And that covenant is still active. And from New York State, George Washington made a covenant between God and this nation. And that is still active. So leaders in the United States and Canada and Germany and France and South Africa need to take some serious notice right now of what has happened to the leadership of Iran. Because not only did they speak death, they then tried to fire 331 death missiles at Israel. And darkness came over the land in the sixth hour, in the sixth month. And this is why we see all of this happening right now. This is a very serious time. When Ben stops, Judah begins. This is a very serious changing of the guard happening in the earth. And the people of Iran have a window for their deliverance if they will take it. There are those celebrating in Iran because these men were so ruthless, because they served that principality, that ruler of the darkness of Persia. And they're celebrating it. And the Lord will uphold his standard in this hour, whether leadership wants to go along with it or not. That's why I warned on the time of Daniel and a warning to leaders in the nation, that broadcast I did last week. Watch your mouths right now. Leaders and those running for office, you better be real careful about what you fire off out of your mouth right now, because God is not playing. And if you don't do what God wants to do, help will arise from elsewhere. Deliverance will arise from elsewhere. So watch your mouth, put the yoke on, stop throwing it off, and bow the knee to the Lord. Because we have a leader right now in the White House that can't even stand up. And that has dementia, allegedly. And they keep pushing him to his own demise. And Wednesday, I am telling you, there is a prophetic mystery with this year, with this election, that goes all the way back to one of the first five books of the Bible, which is the Torah to the Jews. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And there is a mystery with this that we are going to unpack on Wednesday. And it's a very serious one, because we're in a very serious time. And this is why the part of the church that's playing around and toying with serpents at the pulpit and toying with agendas that come from the pits of hell, those leaders will see their wage too. God is merciful and he will give time for those to turn. But then there is a time where the Lord has to say enough. And we see this happening now. And you're going to see it in England too. You're going to see it in England as well. So, oh my goodness, I just can feel the Lord. You know who we need? We need Almighty God. That's who we need. We need Jesus Christ. That's who we need. Man is a tool in God's hands. Man is not the answer. God and Jesus Christ are the answer. Man is the tool that God utilizes for his purposes to be carried out. This is why those that want a toy in the fivefold and want a toy in the church and want to throw all sorts of junk in there that they shouldn't, in order to just ascend on their pedestals, those pedestals are getting kicked out from under them in this time. Kicked out. Because God will have order. He will have order. We just had Pentecost this past Sunday. God will have order in his house. And those that want to kick against the goads, those that don't want to do it, they're going to find themselves on a crumbling pedestal. So this is a time we need to press into the Lord. We need to obey him to the best of our ability. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We're not going to get it right all the time, but we have to be willing vessels for what he wants to do in this time. Because I believe what's happening in Iran is going to begin to shift relations, alliances, landscapes in the Middle East. So keep watch of that. Keep watch. Praise the Lord. I think this is where I'm going to end tonight. We are going to put this up on the blog for all of you so you can take it, pray about it, test the spirit. This is a serious, serious time. And there's a lot happening. A lot. And so we have to be sober-minded and vigilant right now. And we have to be in the Word. This is our sword. This is our soul food. This is what we need to be speaking and activating, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And this is a living, active document that is current for every single generation. Living, that is an active state of being. Living and active. What does that mean? It's not dormant. It has power. This is a living, breathing, active document that is current for every single generation. the Old and the New Testament. Don't let anybody tell you that the Old Testament is obsolete and only the New Testament matters. That is a lie. That is a lie from the enemy, because everything the New Testament is built upon, the foundation of it is the Old Testament. And if you want to understand the New Testament, you got to understand what happened in the Old Testament. You need both. You need to understand both. And those that want to mingle too much in one and stay there and not the other get a very skewed understanding of events that are happening. So I encourage you in that. This is our sword. It is the sword of the Spirit. It is part of the armor of God. I encourage you to use it. Oh my goodness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But pray for the people of Iran right now, because this is a very, very, very serious time for them. The hour of the deliverance of the underground church of Iran. We're in that hour to see deliverance for that underground church. It is growing in leaps and bounds. That church in Iran is one of the fastest growing in the world and surpasses the United States and many, many, many other nations who think in their Western culture they got it right. And their prayers are working. Let me tell you something. It was 50 prophets in each cave when Obadiah hid them from Ahab and Jezebel when they went on a killing spree. So only the prophets of Baal and Ashtoreth would be left. And they were hidden and they became, if you want to say it, the first underground church or one of the first underground churches. And when Elijah went to Mount Carmel to face off against the 400 prophets of Baal and the 450 prophets of Ashtoreth, those 100 prophets that Obadiah kept alive on Jezebel and Ahab's dime, he took their bread and their resources and kept them alive. When they prayed as that underground church and company of prophets, it went up into the soil of that nation, that when Elijah called on God, fire came down from heaven, consumed the sacrifice, and began to transform the nation and number the days of Ahab and Jezebel's rule. When that happened, that time clock rapidly started. And those prayers from the underground church in Iran, keep doing it. They are working. They're going up into the soil of your nation, and it's beginning to thresh that nation. So I encourage you, keep doing it. Those of you who are Iranian, who live in America, pray for your relatives who live in Iran to open their eyes, that they may see, that they may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and that he died for their sins, and he purchased them, and he loved them that much to die for them, so they could be reconciled back to Almighty God. Because they are taught very different in the Quran. And they are taught that this is a very dangerous rumor. The Lord is going to rectify that in the lives of many Middle Eastern people in this time. So keep them in prayer as we go forth. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yep, the Lord wishes that none would perish. He doesn't. The Lord doesn't want any to perish, but because of the wickedness and sin in the world, we see these things happen, and we see leaders entertain demons and devils and rulers of darkness that lead them on a road of perdition. And so we see this, and this is what happens. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, we'll see if I do a video about P. Diddy. Some are asking if I'm going to do a video about P. Diddy and what's going on. Well, I'll pray about it. We'll see if we... Marcus Rogers just had a word for P. Diddy, actually. I haven't watched it yet, but I know he gave a word of warning. So you might want to check that out. But I will pray about that and see. I just happened to see that in the chat. So praise the Lord. I think this is where we're going to end. The Iranian people are precious. They're not the problem. The leadership is the problem. And we have to separate that in our minds. We have to separate that. And we have to pray for them. And we have to stand in solidarity with them. And the underground church as their brothers and sisters in Christ. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, I think this is where I keep saying this is where we're going to end. And then the Lord starts my mouth up all over again. And I just take off running again. But Iran, Canada, United States, Germany, England, and France, and Spain, the next two full solar eclipses in two consecutive years will be over Spain. Spain is another one to watch right now, and South Africa. And I warned about this already, and I'll warn again, Egypt. Egypt is another one right now. That spirit of Pharaoh, let me tell you something. When God called out that spirit and released those plagues and broke the superpower of the world, that dark ruler has been trying to raise that spirit of Pharaoh up again ever since. And Egypt has gotten themselves in the middle of this triangle of Hamas, Hezbollah, Israel. It's really a square, Iran. Has gotten themselves in the middle of this now trying to negotiate. And that spirit is luring Egypt back out for that spirit of Pharaoh to rise back up again like they brought those pharaohs out in 2021 during C-19 and paraded them. Watch Egypt, because the Lord warned about them and we see these things beginning to happen with them, and the Lord said a Jewish man would put a stop to their plan. Watch for that as well. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, we're going to put up two things very quick, and then we're going to end. I'm going to put up Givaderm because these ladies are wonderful. They are believers. They make amazing face and body care. It is all natural. It is truly food for your face. I use this entire line. It is one of the best, hands down, I have ever used. We get a lot of emails about this and what I use. This is it. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, there the Givaderm is there, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. And also one of our newest that is very near and dear to our hearts, because not only are they a viewer, which we appreciate, but they make all natural shampoo and products for your dogs and cats. So this is Shampup, and it is raw goat milk, and it is organic, and it has no parabens, sulfates. It's got no synthetic fragrances. It is free of chemicals, and it is a wonderful product. It is gentle for your dog or cat. We all know we're coming into the warmer weather. Dogs are going to need baths, especially with them running around and playing outside. So this is something you can feel very good about using on your pets. And it's just, you know, she really is very passionate about what she does with this. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code Arc of Grace. You get a discount. So please remember to use the promo code Arc of Grace. This truly is all natural pet care for your pets. And since we have a sanctuary, these things are very important to us for the care of our animals. So we are very happy to be a blessing to her and her company. So, oh my goodness, I feel like I ran a marathon. I'm getting done with this and I feel like I just ran a marathon. So thank you everyone for sticking with us and for tuning in. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I encourage you to say it every single day. I say it every single day over me and Chris. It is a powerful, powerful psalm. There's also other psalms here on the screen as well that I encourage, along with Psalm 51, which is created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Also, Ephesians chapters 1 and 3, not only read them because they're important, important chapters, but there are scriptures from those chapters in The Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin that I quote every single day. I also encourage the Lord's Prayer because Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. We should pray that way. And if you haven't, on the last note, given your heart to Jesus Christ, if you are watching in another country even, and you have been watching this, your shepherd is calling you back to the fold. He leaves the 99 to go after the one. And the word of God says, if you believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. If you believe and you acknowledge what he did at Calvary, dying for your sins and purchasing you to make you a new creation in Christ, say this today. Acknowledge it before God. Ask for forgiveness of your sins, repent and turn, and allow that power and love from God to come in and transform your entire life. We encourage you to do this today. Please, if you do this, email us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. We would love to send you a Bible if you need one, even if it's in another country, or resources, get you some resources. But this is so important in this time. God loves you. And he wants to see you saved. And he wants to see you delivered and set free. And he wants to transform your whole life. And you have to meet him in this partnership and give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ and make him your Lord and Savior. We encourage you to do that today. And praise the Lord for those of you that are watching this, that are called to do this, that are feeling that pull and that conviction from God to do this. This is a crucial hour. Your shepherd is calling you back to the fold. Please answer that call in the time we are in. And please email us because we want to put you on the prayer list too and be praying for you as well. But I just felt the Lord tugging at my heart to do this because with what is happening in the earth, he wants souls saved. He doesn't want them lost. He wants them found. And so we are just giving that call right now for you to give your heart and your life today to Lord Jesus, to the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you everyone for joining us. We will be back on Wednesday. There is a very serious prophetic mystery unfolding that we will talk about. We will announce, so look for that announcement. Keep the faith. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so, I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.